something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Person of Jesus. To worship with us, please visit the closest Christ Embassy Church close to you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Did you ever read in your Bible that when Michael the archangel wanted to take the body of Moses and Satan also wanted to carry the body of Moses, Michael the archangel, who's the highest angel, could not rebuke Satan? Why? Because Satan had lost angelic power. So he was not an angel, although he was an angel as a person. But his authority was not angelic authority. He had Adamic authority. The one that he stole in the garden. So Michael said, "The Lord, even the Lord rebuke you." That's the only way Michael could speak. The Bible says Michael could not dare bring against Satan a written accusation. Why? Because God has set the hierarchy. God first, man second. After man, then angels. So the angels were lower than man. The Bible says he placed all the works of his hands under the authority of Adam and said, "Take all the works of his hands, including a whole earth and the starry heavens." That's marvelous. That's the reason Satan now got his folks to stay in the atmosphere above us. That also belonged to man. We have authority in that realm. Hallelujah. And so God needed the one who would redeem man. And Jesus was there. You remember on that cross when he cried out, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani? My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" The Bible says he was made sin. Who knew no sin? He had become sin. Our sins were laid on Jesus. When our sins were laid on Jesus, like the prophet says, "Thou dost not behold iniquity." So the Father turned his back on Jesus. Then Jesus cried out. He had become forsaken. He had become the serpent that Moses spoke of. He had become the serpent that John talked about. He had become the worm that the psalmist spoke of. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so also shall the Son of Man be lifted up. A serpent of brass. He was made sin. Sin is represented by that serpent. The nature of Satan had been put on him. Because he took our iniquities. That's the only way he could die. When that happened to him on the cross, he gave up the ghost. He died. And he was buried. Hallelujah. This Jesus, when he was buried, listen to me, listen carefully. Listen, we know that before his death, every demon that he encountered, he whipped. I mean, he set all them devils flying. They all ran away from him. He spoke to the winds and the waves. "Peace, be still." Everything he touched turned into success. He was the Son of God in truth. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Everything he did was a success. And now they carry his body to bury him. In the grave he's laid, but in his spirit. You know when a man dies, he comes out of the body. In his spirit, he was taken as a prisoner. Are you hearing me? He became Satan's prisoner in hell. The Bible says he that ascended first of all descended to the lower parts of darkness. He went down as a prisoner. And all the devils, they knew they had gotten him. They took him. But you know something, brothers and sisters? When he died on that cross, something happened. The Bible says a soldier took a spear and went to him and thrust it through his side, and blood and water gushed out, showing that his heart had ruptured. You know why? Because while he was hanging on that cross, two things were going on. Men crucified him. God crucified him. The Bible says, thou hast put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. Men slew Jesus. God slew Jesus. He bruised him on the cross. As people watch him, read Isaiah chapter 52. Read the last two verses. You'll be amazed what you find there. Then you read into chapter 3 and read from verse 1 to verse 10. Just write that down for yourself. It's amazing. Why? Jesus was on that cross. The death-dealing blow of God came upon him, and he began to change on the cross. He was changing on the cross. He was so bruised. He was so bruised. He was so squeezed up. The Bible shows us that his body looked like a rag hanging. He lost his shape. Every manner of sickness came upon his body. Every manner of disease was upon his body. While he was there, he was changing on that cross. The Bible says those that were watching put their hands over their breasts, amazed at what they saw. He was a man, but he had been so changed. The Bible says his visage was so marred more than any man because of the death-dealing blow of God came upon him. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. He paid for everybody's sickness. For everybody's sickness. And then his blood, when he thrust that spear through his side, blood and water came out. His heart had ruptured. All his blood came out. So the blood became the sacrifice. The blood was speaking like the blood of Abel spoke in the Old Testament. When Cain, God asked Cain, where is your brother Abel? He said, am I my brother's keeper? I don't know where he is. God said to Cain, your brother's blood is speaking to me. Blood talks. Are you hearing me? Blood talks. So when Jesus was carried in hell, they took him a prisoner. His blood was talking. Hallelujah. His blood was talking. Glory to God. As his blood cried out, I am a sacrifice. I am a sacrifice. I am a sacrifice. The righteous demands of justice were satisfied. God said, it is accepted. All the angels heard the news. Glory to God. When all the angels heard the news that the blood had been accepted as sacrifice for our sins, they all got ready. Hallelujah. In hell, they heard the news. When they heard the news, hallelujah. Glory to God. When they heard the news in hell, they took their hands off of Jesus. They thought we have to fight our last. This was the last battle. Jesus had been declared the Son of God with power. And now all the devils in the cohorts of hell were grappling with Jesus. The Bible says he engaged them in that terrible conflict. He threw off from himself powers. He threw off principalities. Glory to God. Something to read to you, Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. When he whipped them as the Son of God, listen, he was not helped by God. He fought them with his Adamic perfection. He was not helped by God, because when Jesus died, the Holy Ghost had left him. Remember, he cried, "Why hast thou forsaken me?" God left him. He had to go and fight for himself and for the rest of us. Hallelujah.
Everyone wants to be born again, and you should want to. This is your moment. Say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart, and God will hear you, and salvation in Christ will be yours. Say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ with all my heart. I believe he died on the cross to save my soul. I believe God raised him from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth Jesus Christ as Lord of my life, and I receive in his name eternal life into my heart. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen." Praise the Lord. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know, according to the scriptures, salvation is yours now. You are saved. Thank God for you. I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who prayed that prayer. Everyone who has come to you now in faith in Christ Jesus. Let the name of Jesus Christ be named upon them from this moment. Satan has no power over them anymore. They belong to you and in your kingdom. I bless them with your word. I bless them with your love. I bless them with your grace. I bless them with the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Congratulations. You are blessed now. You're blessed today. Thank God for you.
Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled "Now That You Are Born Again." It will help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 033-976-074 or 078-787-673, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
This message is titled "The Person of Jesus."
For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovoradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.